You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, another mini episode. Episode number 301, but countdown to kickoff day 32. And this is all about DJ Morgan, the early enrollee, true freshman from Bellflower, California, where he attended St. John Bosco High School. And he is a safety. However, he could at some point transition into a linebacker. He's 6'3", 205 pounds. And it's going to be exciting to watch his career at Notre Dame. We're going to go through his recruitment and then give our projections for this upcoming season. So, Randall, go ahead and get us started with his recruitment.
DJ Morgan kind of had a slow start to his high school career in 2013, which would have been his sophomore year. He broke his foot in the preseason and didn't play much that year. And so he didn't really have a coming out party, I guess you could say, until his junior year. And he was actually converted from wide receiver, so that, you know, it was kind of a little bit of a transition for him to switch from wide receiver to defensive back. But as a junior, he had 112 tackles and 2 forced fumbles. And then his senior year, he had 49 tackles and 4 for loss and 2 interceptions. So he didn't have quite as many as senior year. And I don't think he played quite as many games his senior year. But he had committed to Arizona State early on. And so when Notre Dame was actually recruiting him, when they offered him, he was committed to Arizona State at the time. But he took interest in Notre Dame. I think he got the offer in July. And in September, he came up here for the Texas game. And he actually silently committed to the coaches while he was there. But then he waited to announce it until September 27th, just a couple weeks later, because he wanted to announce on his friend's birthday, who'd been killed in a car accident a few years earlier. You might remember when he talked about that. We had him on the podcast this past summer. He talked about that and a friend growing up killed in the car accident. So it was a special date for him. A lot of fans didn't know why he picked September 27th, but that is why he picked that date. He is a safety. That's what he plays. He's a big safety, more the type of safety that Todd Light likes to have. But, and we'll see if he stays there. If he continues to grow, you know, he's already 6'3", 205. He could be more of that in-the-box type player, maybe more of what Drew Tranquil does, and maybe even end up as a linebacker. But who knows? I'm not quite as quick to jump on that train, because it seems like Todd Light does want big safeties. The safeties he's been recruiting are big, tall players. So I guess we'll see kind of what happens at Notre Dame.
Do you expect him to redshirt this season?
Yeah, I think he will. He came in as a 3-star, and he seemed a little bit underrated compared to the other guys. Notre Dame brought in quite a few defensive backs this past cycle, and he was kind of the underrated, wasn't talked about as much as some of the other guys, and I think maybe it put a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, and maybe that'll help him get on the field earlier than some of the guys. But this is he's a good player, and I expect him to play at Notre Dame at some point.
All right. I don't have anything else to add to that. If you want to follow DJ on social media, where would listeners do that, Randall?
His Instagram account is DJ_Morgan32.
And does he have a Twitter?
Yeah. I was waiting on you to...
I know. Usually I have that. I don't right now.
I can look it up real quick. But he is from California. I know that was one thing that kind of entered into his commitment as well. He's traveling cross country. I think it, you know, was maybe something for his mom to get used to, the idea of him doing that. But it looks like everything panned out. His mom likes Notre Dame. And
I do have his Twitter.
Okay, go ahead.
DJ_Morgan32.
So it's the same as his Instagram. Basically his name and his number.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Do check back again for another Countdown to Kickoff mini episode. And until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.